Homeland Security Department roasts Saturday Night Live, thanks for the free advertisement. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 13, 2025. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security roasted NBC's Saturday Night Live after the show tried to poke fun at its secretary, Kristi Noem, during its cold open, sharing a clip from the skit, saying thanks for the free advertisement. Thanks for the free advertisement, Saturday Night Live. Get criminals out. Make history. Save America, the Homeland Security Department wrote in a Sunday X post, sharing footage from SNL, before cutting to its own recruitment ad. The video shows a Saturday Night Live clip in which Tina Fey, portraying Noem, states, "Our government agents are working without pay. Luckily, my boys at ICE don't mind. They're in it for the love of the game. And how did I find them? By running ads like this." The Department of Homeland Security then segued to a video montage of federal agents breaking down doors and arresting criminals while the song Count Your Blessings by the hip-hop duo Suicide Boys played over the footage. "We're hiring. Defend the homeland," a message displayed on the department's video showed, before adding, "join.ice.gov." Watch below. In the original Saturday Night Live clip, Faye's Noem character runs her own recruitment advertisement by speaking directly into the camera, asking, "Do you need a job now? Are you a big tough guy? Tough enough for the army or police?" Amy Poehler, portraying U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi, then interjects, replying, "No. But do you take supplements that you bought at a gas station?" Faye's Noem continues, adding, "Do you like to use zip ties because people in your life don't trust you with keys? Then buckle up and slap on some Oakleys, big boy. Welcome to ICE." Watch below. Notably, President Donald Trump's administration has been replacing status quo government posts on social media with more cultural, unapologetic trolling and jibes and memes that have caused leftists to have a collective meltdown. As an overall communications strategy, trolling the libs has proven to be more politically, culturally, and economically successful than not trolling the libs. Whitney Phillips, an associate professor at the University of Oregon, told the New York Times. Phillips, who has reportedly written extensively about the practice of putting down one's opponents, added that President Trump built his brand on top of those dynamics. White House spokeswoman Abigail Jackson told the newspaper that the success of the Trump administration's social media pages speak for itself. "Through engaging posts and banger memes, we are successfully communicating the president's extremely popular agenda," Jackson said, adding, "There's a reason so many people try to copy our style, our message resonates." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.